Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan officials say at least 8 people were killed, more than 100 others wounded, in a powerful blast that struck downtown Kabul early today. No one claimed responsibility for the attack immediately, which came a day after a suicide truck bomb south of Kabul killed at least 6 in the Taliban's first major attack since confirmation last week of the death of its longtime leader, Mullah Omar. A new Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility Thursday for killing 15 people in a suicide bombing at a Saudi mosque used by security forces. Hejaz province of the Islamic State vowed to launch more strikes. Islamic State affiliates have claimed responsibility for several deadly attacks in recent months against police at checkpoints in the capital Riyadh and for slaughtering members of the Shiite community. U.S. forces have turned over the widow of Islamic State commander Abu Sayyaf to Iraqi custody. U.S. military says Sayyaf also belongs to Islamic State and that handling her over to the Iraqis is consistent with its policy to detain, question, and seek prosecution of those captured on the battlefield. Abu Sayyaf was believed to be Islamic State's chief fundraiser. The U.S. Special Envoy for the Great Lakes region of Africa, Thomas Brillo, has expressed grave concern about the situation there. He just returned from the region, and including a trip to Burundi, says there is need for both the government of Burundi and its opponents to be committed to negotiations in a bid to resolve the political crisis. This is VOA News.